First of all, before I start, I want to tell you guys up there, don't stamp on the floor because that can cause a cave-in, and we don't want that. If you do that and we see you, you're going to be asked to leave, so fair warning. Okay. Thompson's journalistic career seems to have meandered from mainstream to left field, beginning in 1959 with a one-year stint as a Caribbean correspondent for Time magazine. Thereafter, followed assignments with the New York Herald Tribune, the National Observer, The Nation, and Ramparts. Readers of Rolling Stone remember Thompson as National Affairs Editor from 1970 to 1981. And High Time fans are familiar with the contributions his global affairs correspondent since 1977. Thompson's first work, an inside look at America's most notorious motorcycle gang titled Hell Angels, was followed by the popular Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas in 1972. His praised account of a district attorney's convention in Sin City. Thereafter came Fear and Loathing on the campaign trail in 1973, The Great Shark Hunt in 1977, and Kona Stories in 1981. Many who are not familiar with Thompson's writings will remember him as the inspiration in Bill Murray's movie Where the Buffalo Roam, and as a model for Uncle Duke and Gary Trudeau's Dewsbury comic strip. Right now, I'd like to introduce Hunter S. Thompson.
They said you all left, too. I was hoping you heard. But I guess not, really. Jesus. Are the lights on here for any reason? Is anyone filming? Well, I figure if I'm this late, I don't have any complaint right now. And I do wonder why these mics are over here. But it makes me feel like Billy Graham. Oh, here we go. In extension here, I don't know how many. Okay, let's go, man.
Hey, go on there.
There we go. You want to sit up? Yeah, I mean, I got two mics. Is it? All right, are you on here? Boom, no. Which one's mine? Does Vic have a leg one?
This is what you need, right here.
Right, how about Vic's mic? No? Both of us?
What?
Both of us?
Yeah, we can talk to them.
Like this?
Thank you.
my tour to leave the mountains and come down here to Flint. Whoop! I didn't say I was a sound man here. I really hope we got this thing fixed. These are going?
These are, I don't know what these are.
All right. Give a clear fact that we've gone sideways here for a moment. Maybe we should start off with somebody, whoever's the most pissed off and articulate right here. We'll have a little, like a piece before I start my long speech. So whoever is the angriest and the ugliest and the meanest, let's get it right fucking on. That's what I hear. Where's your microphone, you goddamn warrior? You never have a goddamn voice. What do you speak up.
Where's your lawyer?
Hey, man, I'll get you next. What? It was good. Hey, man. All right. It was a good question, and the answer is never. Well, it would be for you, too. And it is for everybody else who gets into national politics. And as I wrote in that book, I went to I ran across that river one time to cover one campaign. And my only edge, my only advantage was that I was going to leave, and they knew it. And what happens to you in Washington is that if you don't leave, it's like sending a pretty young girl to Los Angeles to pursue an acting career. As I hope I explained, I think I did. I went there to do it one time, and to not have the albatross on my neck, head, shoulders, wherever an albatross sits, of having to come back. And if more people did that, we got a lot better political coverage. The trouble is, you go to Washington, it's a very, beguiling scene for some people. It's a horrible place, man. It's a rottenest goddamn town. Yeah, I think St. Louis is bad. Wait a minute, calm down. Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. I'm fighting the sun. Hang on. You need some tape, man. Tape.
Right? No?
What's up? Yeah. Put it up in the right hand.
All right.
Okay. Right? Pretty good.
I'm Governor, not Ambassador to Samoa.
Well, my people went down the tube.
Who's the bigger asshole, Reagan or Nixon?
Never did I say this, but I miss Nixon. Nixon had a complexity of evil about him. A genuine and profound character fault and flaw that Reagan doesn't have, because Reagan is just simply an actor. Nixon was not an actor. Nixon was an evil, goddamn, cheap, horrible person. Now, when they put Reagan up to be president, they said, okay, Dutch, get on up there, We got you covered. And he had Deaver, and he had Baker, and he had Knopfinger, and he had Meese. Well, there were them only. Before I go, I'm going to see Meese in a goddamn cage being carried down Pennsylvania Avenue. Or me. One of us, me. Oh, what a chance did you take, But they abandoned him in midstream. here's poor Dutch up there. All he ever did was do sports broadcasts on the radio and sell light bulbs for GE and abolish all the inpatient care for the mentally defective in California and quadruple the budget in California and blow it totally sky high. But they liked him, you know. He was a bad actor, but at the time, it was not college he entered politics. He was he was a cutting edge of his generation. You know. But there were people like George Murphy got into it. Now, actors were not getting into politics, and you wait. Jack Nicholson told me the other day he's running for president. How many would vote for Jack if he ran for president? I believe that. I'm not sure what I would do. He's an old friend, but I'm not sure I'd vote for him. But,
Eli Carter, too.
Oh, man. Come on. Talk about albatross. Holy Jesus. Oh, come on. I should have brought the tapes I have of Carter in his living room in 1974. Talking to him. Hey, be quiet now. I'm out here. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to come to you someday. You may be it. Jimmy Carter... 2 years before he ran, speaking in his living room about what he was going to do, was as eloquent and as convincing and as perfect, a living model of a Jeffersonian agrarian striver, an honest man. And I can be taken in sometimes. You know, I'm not completely all right. I bought it. But so would you, man, if you listen to the tapes, and I had about 8 hours of them. And Jimmy Carter's Law Day speech, when I went down to that law school, nothing compares to it in literature, except maybe, I said literature, accidentally. No, Douglas MacArthur's speech to Congress in 1953, hey, but you want to hear something, you want to really hear the nuts rattle in the brains, listen to MacArthur's long gray line speech, his final speech. No, old soldiers never die, was 1953. He gave his last speech was a graduating class of West Point. I was 61. It's called The Long Gray Line. Hey, you would cry, you would crawl from here to St. Louis. Really, they make you, just like Carter did to me. It was true, though. It was true. What do you do when somebody tells you a true thing? You know, if you're sitting there and a guy named Lincoln says, hey, I got something to read here, man. Can you give me an opinion on the first draft? It's, I don't know, I'm going to Gettysburg tomorrow. I don't have much time. I only have about 200 words. And he reads you that, and what do you say? Well, I'll vote for you, you know. I'll carry your bags. I will carry your bags. So I'll carry Jimmy's bags for a while, yeah. But I will tell you that and I can't explain why Carter failed utterly as a president. How could it have taken a long time? But it was not because he was not honest, it was what he wanted. He didn't want to be. He wanted to be a combination of Lincoln, Jefferson, Kennedy, and Dodd. Unfortunately, he was a treacherous, dumb redneck. You know, it worked out that way. And well, after that, I'm staying. You know what? Right? Am I supposed to apologize for it? God damn it! I live around all the time with these terrible scars. But. That's what you do in politics. You know, you have to take your chances, and they're not too many. They're really good. And who are you? Who do you have? You. Yeah. Let's talk about it. Okay. So I've agreed here that if I talk for more than 90 seconds at once, I should be. Yeah. Right. Okay. So I just said too many. So. No. Who do you have right now? We're into another shoot. Okay. Who do you like? Who do you like for this? 88.
Mac Robertson!
Hey, wait a minute. One at a time, I'll get you all. First. Who?
Mario.
I can't hear you. Denmark.
Gephardt.
Gephardt. Okay.
Not Ted Kennedy.
Hey, that's fair. Who's that Kennedy? Ted Kennedy? Well, let's just try a few. How about you? Who would you vote for? Who do you like in the presidential?
Mario Cuomo.
Mario Cuomo. Pat Robertson.
No, what do you say?
What are you saying?
Jair Garcia.
Jerry or good?
Jerry!
Well, of course he'd be the best person, but he'll never win, right? This one's great. Can I drink a little bit? Let's try, now you're back, you have a blue shirt on with a, your hands crossed like this, and black hair. What do you like? Standing up, come on. I'm here, you can do it. No, I'll call on somebody. Let's just get a few names here. Who likes Gephardt? One? You're a man, that's a bad position to be in. Nixon.
All right.
Babbitt. One Babbitt, one Gephardt. One Nixon, Dole. Okay. Okay.
That guy must be a
Gary Hart, okay. Como, all right. Now, all right, let's just run a quick run here. Abbott Babbitt, we're going to vote tonight. Babbitt. Nobody's going to be holding this. I just want to be curious. How about Como? How about Gephardt?
Yeah.
How about Gary Hart? Who's there? Babbitt?
Yeah.
Nobody.
Jack Kemp?
Ooh, shit. That was a bad one.
What the hell? Who would cause that? He's a nice boy, man. He's an athlete.
Do you like Gary Hart?
Yeah, I like Gary. He's an old friend. Yeah, he's a nice guy. He's all right.
Would he be a good president?
Yeah, he would be. Presidents are dull people, man. You have to put somebody in charge of the store. You don't want to have the president be your best friend. You don't want to drink with the president. You want to go to the president's house and get crazy. You want the president to take care of business.
Energy.
And that's not what's happened recently, is it? Now, what would happen if I sent you and 268 of your Marine friends to Beirut, and you got blown off the goddamn face of the earth, and you learned later, your parents learned later, that I was selling arms to the Iranians who blew you up as a policy? Well, I despise Republicans in general because of their... personally, they're not bad, but I'm offended by the decency and the honesty of that trickle-down ethic. And yeah, Kemp. Now, what has trickled down so far? What, 18 million homeless and hungry and the largest national deficit in the history of man? And they want more? You know what a goddamn Stallion helicopter costs? You give a piece of paper you're in, they cost $24 million a piece. And they have 90 of them. Now, the other night, I got a legal bed, and I thought, hey, that's a lot of money, man. You know, all of Congress was locked up, debating over where to give the Contras $40 million more. Now, all that is less than two Stallion helicopters, these new ones, and they all blew up. They can't even fly them anymore. Yeah, it's like the Bradley fighting vehicle, and the M1 tank, B1 bomber, and the albatross, boy. You people are going to be, he said, with, I think, called Star Wars. What is that, a $300 billion or $300 billion, $1 trillion? Hey, they take me picture by Jerry Garcia for eating acid. Yeah. Never in his wildest and craziest dreams did Jerry ever think about it. You know, stealing from the public. There's a difference. If you're going to steal that much money from the taxpayer, it'll be about 3% of every tax dollar. And to finance something that nobody in this room would even go near if it appeared on the street. If you saw one of them hissing and bouncing out there, you'd never go near it. Have you seen the mock up sport? These weird things like, who here would vote for the Star Wars project? Come on. Go, let me intimidate you here. One? All right, that's fair. This one? Well, the Reagan thing, the nuclear shield. The monster thing. Nobody? Well, I want to make that. Where's that thing? I really was hoping for a more aggressive audience on that. But then, so was Reagan.
Scott, you're an analyst. Do you
wherever you work, you'll probably soon be dripped out of your alcohol somewhere at your first coffee break and forced to go into a cubicle and piss in a little jar. And, well, I can't even see you. I don't know who you are. And I wish you good luck. What have to do? If you smoke a joint or ate some herbal tea or did some nutmeg for some crazy reason, in the past 30 days, or if the guy who's giving you the test did, yeah, you're likely to have your entire career destroyed. You could be pegged as a heroin addict for reasons maybe you are. But people have been hit that way, and they don't know why, and it's a bad feeling, I guess. I don't know. I don't have a problem. But more and more people are being hit with these things, and then when you're into a 20- or 30-year career program, it really derails you to be known as a... Well, it's funny to me, in a way. I don't have jobs, you know. I learned that a long time ago. Stay away from those people. But, boy, if I did, I'd be in trouble, wouldn't I? And, you know, it's that McCarthy swing. We're back into a very bad era. And I'm afraid you people are going to have to live with it. I guess I will, too. I never expected to, damn it. Yeah, and to have outlived Neil Cassidy is a real shock to me. That's why I'm here. Somebody asked, what are you doing here? I'm trying to explain how I've outlived Neil Cassidy, I guess. No, I'm looking for George Kimball. Anybody here know George? All right. I was trying to explain to these young buds here that Lawrence used to be a really serious town where you didn't want to come in here except on a motorcycle. You know, and that you had to come in at least a 74. Lawrence used to rumble.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know. I'm not saying it doesn't, though. I'm just saying that I get the feeling it's not quite the same. Yeah. Well, George ran for sheriff here. Pardon me? You got to speak up, you know?
Did you ever get a black shadow?
No, man, I didn't. I rode that bugger about 3 times. It's the worst riding bike you'll ever find in your life. It really is. It's no wonder they've died out. They will not handle. You cannot turn the damn thing. You get that huge, it's like a tractor. You're like, boom. Oh, mine? The lightning?
Yeah.
It was then a 66 lightning. The fastest bike ever tested by Hot Rod Magazine. Ha, damn it. It was, man. It was fast as hell. That's why I got it. But it was faster than the Angels bike. Well, boy. Yeah, I paid for that. I'd do it again, man. It was a beautiful bike. Third gear, that bike was like, well, never mind, but it was a fit. Excuse me, I'm trying to hear you.
What did they do in San Francisco
to get you riding
regularly again? What did they, Why are you the media critic for the Examiner?
Take
up your
leg!
Oh, you want me to
answer that?
Hey,
Heather! Read your question. Read your question, Michael.
Heather!
Wait.
Hang on. One at a time, please.
Why am I doing this? Just repeat the question so they can hear it.
Okay, I can't hear it myself.
What? All right. Why? All right, man. Don't worry. We're not going anywhere. No way to leave it here. Whew, these are mice. Well, let's see. Why am I... Well, we're that media critic, because I have inspired from that. But now I was going to be syndicated. Oh, you think it's bad so far. Willie Hurst came to me and said, hey, man, I want to revive his paper. You know, journalism is dead in this country. Well, I'm going to tell you. And I said, you're right. He said, let's have a little fun. We got a lot of money here. My name is Hurst. We got a joint publishing agreement with the Chronicle. We cannot lose. You know, you want to sell a Chevrolet in the Chronicle, which has a new, like, 3-to-1 circulation edge over the Examiner, which used to be the main paper on the coast. Yeah, the new logo, the old logo, is the monarch of the dailies. Well, it's fun to write for a good newspaper. It's fun to have a lot of, you know, I like that energy that creates a charge and reaction you can get in a newsroom. It's one of the quickest reactions, I think, you can find that anywhere in any kind of job you're going to get. You bring something, get it. But Willie said, hot damn, we can't lose. Let's have a good newspaper. And I said, hey, all right. What do I have to do? He said, write a column. So that's why I did that. And I don't know how I got into it. It's like drugs. You know? So it was like, oh, for me, I got drugged, I didn't know too well, a column a week. I figured, what the hell, I'll try it once or twice. Well, I got hooked on it. I don't know. I just did number 78. And it's a weird experience. It comes into some part of my mind that I don't chat very often, like this sort of thing. Yeah, I believe you should try it, whatever you can. And just try and hope for some fun. So, but it would be fun to work for a good paper. I would like to have them. That's what I've been beating them for. If you want a good paper, circulation, what the hell, I can't do anything about that. San Francisco only has about 300,000 people to read. The rest of them are blind from AIDS and welfare cases and foreigners, I don't know. But you cannot make a circulation base out of a paper in San Francisco. What you can make is a big flash on it. And you can cover politics, and let me tell you, national politics in the next 6 months is going to be fun. Oh yeah, you're going to see them bleeding. They will hang from the telephone pole. And it's not a threat. It's not a threat. There's no vengeance in it. It's an observation. And I would bet on it. I would back in the dark rooms and make odds like Mies, 8-to-1. I thought about that.
How about Regan?
Regan is gone. Well, the horror of it is they let all slip off, and they're trying to blame it all on that crazy bastard Oliver North. Now, he is nuts, and he did a good job, really, for a crazy man. But they're just trying to tell you it stops there. Well, yeah, right. Let me just try for a second. Would anybody want to guess as to where it's going to stop? Where will the buck stop on this Iran-Contra thing? Quick, come on, speak up.
The American people.
The American people.
The American people.
Did I make myself clear? Like, who is responsible for this?
We are. Janet Jackson.
Hey, they have brainwashed you real badly, haven't they? We are. Yeah, it's my fault. Well, it's not your fault. It's George Bush's fault, goddammit. And... yeah, what a grim situation where you find a person like you saying it's my fault. You know, our fault. Well, it's not your fault. It's they told you that, haven't they? Yeah, it's your fault because you're not rich. It's your fault because you have AIDS, herpes, you smoke marijuana. You're guilty, right? What are you going to do for fun, for God's sake? You believe the bad riff. They got you for one, and now you're doomed. Well, you got a cheap little Jap camera. It's the most fun you can have. Christ. You can steal those. I'm sorry, I'm going to out of control. I'll get down. But it angers me that George Bush is sliding off the hook on this Iran-Contra. At the local phrase, I do it deliberately because nobody knows how to phrase it. Watergate was a very easy thing to say. But in Thomas Contragate, it implies, that's Pat Buchanan's phrase, it implies it was just a patriotic bungling, A bunch of nice guys wanted to help these poor Contras in Nicaragua. Well, boy, have you ever been to a really bad Wall Street drunk party and seen some bad people? Who is that? Calero, the guy who just quit. And, both of them just quit. And between a Swiss bank account and Lake Resources, and Adolfo Calero, they lost $17.5 million that they can't explain. And the last person known to have seen it is Oliver North. Yeah, it's one of those things, too, you have to put down on paper and put 17, 0, 0, 0, 0, comma, 0, 0, 0. But that's half the cost of a F-111. And two-thirds of an Australian helicopter. Thank you, seconds. Watch me. Early at 2-1.
Okay.
He's dead. I'm sorry, but they killed him. Wait a minute. I'd be the last person to urge discipline on you, but... it's easier for us to talk than one of you. How about you?
That's Ralph Rickover from Hawaii.
Oh, Ralph is one of the really good people. And also one of the worst and most onerous people, and friends you can have. But good people don't call me along too often, and I've been lucky to meet a few of them. And Oscar, Lazo was one, and Ralph was another. Ralph is maybe the best artist, if not that, the best person I know. He's a killer. But he gets on my nerves, and I've done things like put bombs in his bedroom and break his daughter and go to his castle. He lives in a huge castle over there in England, in Kent. But you want to learn to recognize the good people. They don't come along with that very often. And, Ralph's one. There are very few signs. Like Ken Kesey is one of them. I told you 90 seconds. Maybe you hit me.
Okay.
And Jerry Garcia, too, back there. Now we get mushy.
Sammy Prager.
What about Sammy Prager?
What do you think?
I don't know.
That ain't shit, right? Alright.
These are good.
But they can't hear these, you can't hear the questions.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a mic there.
Well, no, I mean, as long as you. You pick one. What?
Behind you.
Yes.
Catch!
Boy, decency lives. Yeah. Somewhere on that dark edge of the marsh and the dump, as Faulkner said, when the last whimpering human voice hit to this last thing, some freak like this will throw a beer down to me. Everyone know that there is a human. Okay. I'm only going to let you talk with your good twice. Go ahead.
Super Bowl 21.
Given the fact that you ran from office and Aspen, how does it make you feel? Frustrated or excited that you're going to pass it around here and they don't know who George Kimball was?
Well, wait a minute. I asked people who George Kimball was, and people either lied or, he was a terrible goddamn candidate. He had one eye, he was a drunken sot. And really, but wait a minute, let's try again. Does anybody here know who George Kimball was? All right. Hey, you know I can get some more friends. You've been smoking some weird weed or something. You get paranoid. You're right, but you're not as alone as you thought.
What's your favorite brand of beer, Hunter?
Beer. I will drink the Molson Golden, which is a nice Canadian beer. Bertles and Ellaby or something like that. Bertles and James. Bertles and James, yeah. I got into moderation in my old age. Bertles, you don't want to see it. What? What about the night manager?
When is it coming out?
Are you looking for a job? Well, pretty damn soon, I guess. They're suing me now. Well, I've been at all for about 5 years, really. I am a hillbilly, and I don't have any sense of getting profit together and counting money and going down to the vaults at night and seeing how many coins I have. all I want is to work for expenses. But if you tell them that, I'll tell you. But the night manager, I've had enough fun with it. Wait a minute now. You want to know about the night manager. What do we have here? I bet we have some boys that can tell you some things about that. Now, if I am not mistaken, let me look around this room and see how many red eyes I see, like this one over here. Who's filming here?
Here?
Hold your hands up.
Up here.
Where is Artie Mitchell? Artie, speak up. I'm going to find your ass. But we have with us now, all right, what we're going to see is one of the great scurrying acts like Poindexter and North. For the corners, McFarlane, you know, eating Valium. We can always have many of Valium. So what we have here, somewhere in our midst, we have the Mitchell brothers, the famous Mitchell brothers.
Where?
I see one of them over here. he's working, though. That's Jim. But, hey, I want to let you know now that I am the night manager of the O'Farrell Theater. And that I got the job by accident. And I've been a good night manager. They will tell you that. What? Pardon me? Future in-laws? What do you know about? No, I'm trying to answer a question. It just happens to be that my employers, as it were, my partners in this hideous exercise, are with us tonight. Now, if you want to know what pornography is like in this world, if you want to know what public sex, actually, we run, I'll put it that way, the Carnegie Hall of public sex in America. And if there's a better place in this town, or even many like it, I'd like to see it. Because by some weird accident, I slid into the artistic side of the sex business. And, you laugh. It happened to you. I went in there, these degenerate swine were about ready to be locked up. And I went over to, somebody said, well, these guys, they're not bad guys, really. They're going to be put in jail for 60 years for nothing. I went over there and out of curiosity. And it was a pathetic sight. They were completely bewildered. They were, in fact. There were people, like, there were bonfires outside the O'Farrell is sort of in downtown San Francisco. They were bewildered. There were hate, people full of hate, mobs chanting, torches, people were being killed outside in the corners. And there was no reason for it at all, as I could see. And slowly, this is what journalism will do to you, gonzo journalism. I went over to cover it. Then slowly I used a typewriter. And then I had a few drinks, and I think I filled in for the real night manager one night. And all of a sudden I figured I had a job, it's like for a rabbit in the briar patch, I guess. But, no point in my talking about it.
What should we do here? Should we hit?
I want to bring them out. One of these gentlemen out here. Just introduce you. Now, who's working back there? One of you boys going to come out here and speak to me? Or is it these people? Yes, you will. They're very shy. But they're good people. And, they got me into this terrible thing. Artie, you go there? Come on.
Come on. I'll go down.
All right, here comes Jim Mitchell now, the cameraman. This is Jim Mitchell, the most famous photographer.
Here's Artie Mitchell.
All right.
Give me a record, brother.
One more. Hey, God help us, they are friends of mine. But, hey, what are you doing? Where are you going late at night? I go to my office. Yeah, I go to my office in the theater. And peacefully. Brutally, watch the street. It's surprising how fast you get used to being around naked women all the time. It really takes about 95 hours. And then, really, you can all be naked. And it gets past you. Pardon me, I'm talking too much. What? They all look alike, no? No? It's a wild variety of a girl.
Whoops.
Yeah. More, no, maybe, not the same as here, maybe, but, not the same as here, Rev, but a little heavier edge. Yeah. It's fun. Yeah.
You make the mouth blush. We're wondering if you're not 50 afterwards.
Beers, really. Maybe. Hey, I appreciate the offer. But.
What? He screamed ether.
Do you have any industrial ether? Well, the hospital ether does not work well. It's too pure.
Hey, Hunter!
You want now and get whatever you can? And come, if you get some industrial ether, man, I will, I'll give you an opinion on it. All you need about is two opinions, and you'll have a good, you'll wander around for a while. It doesn't hurt you too much. Okay. What's that man's name? What are we doing here?
Oh, man. Duncan.
You're a
hunter?
Oh, no. Duncan. Hold on. Get
a hip. Mr. Thompson. Do
you want a
cigarette?
John Hill.
Woo! Oh.
Yeah, he's mine too. But that's the whole point. Who'd you vote for last time?
I voted for Walter and Jerry.
Okay. Well, that's why you got fucking work, Mr. the goddamn pizza.
Yeah, politics is no longer a frivolous business when we elect a dingbat from General Electric, who, I admired Reagan's apparent skill, you know, at being a kind of a Disneyland president. Well, which is, that's not all bad, you know. But if Disneyland went crazy and people were being electrocuted and all the rides failed and, you know, it turned out salmonella and the Cokes, then Uncle Walt would not be so fun, would he? Well, that's what happened to Ronald. And he ran this train for... But he didn't run it. He didn't run it. And he didn't ever thought he'd have to. He was an actor. And he said, hey, this is good. I recall going to... From San Francisco to... I guess Denver, somewhere around the west. Somewhere around Reno in 66. And I just voted for... Charles Manson or something for governor. On the theory that I would not vote for Pat Brown, the then Democratic governor, and that they deserved. Maybe I didn't even vote for Reagan. I don't think so. But I threw my vote away on the grounds that the people of the state would be punished for their ignorance. You know, they'd, they deserve this man. Well, no, this is what, 20 years later, and he's president. That was wrong. Now, throwing your vote away like that in a democracy, I've done it, and it's a luxury, and it's an indulgence. But if you want to have any control of what's going on, you really got to think about that. And I have. Yeah. It's been an agonizing decision, particularly to me, for Hubert Humphrey. Still, man, I know they're walking naked from here to Joliet or something. They vote for Hubert Humphrey, but... I did.
Yeah!
I didn't dislike Hubert Humphrey. I felt bad about writing that he should be castrated because his genes should not be passed on to other generations. I wrote that in the middle of a campaign, and people said it was bad, and I thought, well, you know, so what? I'm only here once. And then somebody said, well, you know, he has a mentally retarded grandson, and that was a very cruel thing. I didn't mean it that way. I was right, of course. I don't know. I don't know how old I have to get before I get used to really dishonest politicians. But we were privileged to have in the same generation Hubert Humphrey and Richard Nixon. Oh, man. That's really like having, William Jennings Bryan and... Warren Harding or something, the same generation. A celebration of extreme gibberish. High gibberish. Which kind of elicits a response. You know, you're gonna, you want to play up to something like that.
What do you think of a woman president?
A woman president. Well, Geraldine Burrow ran for vice president, did she not?
Yes,
she did. I just asked you now. That was what about her? Did you vote for her? What do you think about woman president?
Who do you guys want for woman president? Vanna White.
Yeah. Albert E. Newman. Well, you people have been called a generation of swine. And far be it for me to say that, but you might, as they say, get what you deserve in politics. And you could have a hideous fate of watching America on ABC all night long. Or you might—I'm not sure which of you would prefer to be a part of the America cast or a part of that the day after. You know, I prefer the day after, frankly. The Pulitzer divorce case. No. I did pretty well making my thoughts down on that one. In conclusion. Yeah, I don't like to get involved with, you know, people I know like that very often. It was a bitch. It was wild. They really got right straight into it on that one. You don't see it that way very often. No.
Why did
you sue? No. I stopped reading the dummy strips a long time ago. I know that that director is a little fart, but you know, I don't read it.
Far Side.
I read that occasionally, but no, I don't read comic strips. I see those things because people point to them and say, "Oh God, it's you again." But after 10 years of that stuff, you really have to develop a blind spot.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Grow up, eh?
No.
Well, I don't know. I never did have any ambitions, you know. I just wanted to, you know, lay back and drink whiskey in a warm place. I never wanted to be a cowboy. I never wanted to be a fireman. I never wanted to be a cop, president, or a lawyer. That's one thing. I knew that there was one thing I didn't want to be, and that was a goddamn lawyer. Any lawyers here? Any lawyers? Hot dog. Very, very good. I figured that. Who else? You're a lawyer? Okay.
What do you think of that?
I'm talking to you over there, the lawyer. Fidel Castro? Well, people ask me that now and then. I've always said that, you know, that weird time of turmoil that you can characterize any decade you want. And I only had three heroes in that time. And it's always been true, it still is. One is Muhammad Ali, one is Bob Dylan, and one is Fidel Castro.
Yay!
I'm sorry, but I'll go to the grave with that kind of thing. If you have to be known by your friends, your enemies, those are mine. Who are yours, goddammit? That's, what?
All your social life
political? Political, no. Boy, that dead silence. Like, everybody hates Dylan, Ali, and Castro?
No,
Castro! How do you feel when the guns on journalism?
Is it
still
exist? What?
What happened to guns on journalism?
Hey, you're watching it right now.
U.S. involved in Central America and in South Africa.
March 25th?
I'm sorry, April 25th.
April 25th? No, I haven't. Wait, I'm not at all surprised to say that.
It's supposed to be some kind of big deal.
Anything that is valid like that and has that energy is a big deal. It's about time somebody got their ass here and did something about these things. Where are we in Nicaragua? Well, why is Ed Meese the Attorney General? It's a dumbness that has resisted for, God damn, man. Why are we in Nicaragua? That's the kind of thing that you really don't want to have to be sucked into answering. What does it all mean, Alfie? But, we are in Nicaragua because of the, let me draw this one. The warp in the system that we have developed here in this country. They've taken us from sort of like Thomas Jefferson to Jimmy Hoffa to Ed Meese now. We're in Nicaragua because we stand for a capitalist, colonialist. I'm not talking about communist here, but well, if I do, so what? I'll be a communist. But that's the answer. That has been our system in this hemisphere and all over the world for all of our time, which is only about 200 years. It's an easy thing. It's like rich people, you know, why don't we just have some sharecroppers out here? Why don't we hire some Filipino women to come over and we'll marry them and call them, you know, wives, and we just have a bunch of maids. We have, unfortunately, not gone around the world showing people that we believe in the same thing we talk about.
That's right.
Yeah, and if you went around and took votes in the in countries where even dumb people are serious about politics, I don't mean dumb, maybe ignorant, you know, people, but people who really believe that if you say that every man should have a vote, there is no document or no idea in the history of man that is more popular or more honest or right straight in, hey, who, what's this? No, never mind. You know, our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution is about as decent a document as you can get. Yeah, it's recognized. The only quarrel that people have with it is we don't follow it. And so Thomas Jefferson died bitter, vicious, broke, hating the press and all the politicians he'd broke. Was it John Adams that said John Adams died? And said I can die now peacefully. Jefferson is dead. That was a pretty fast lane to be in. Madison, Jefferson, the boys wrote the Declaration. That was a fast time.
What's the definition of democracy?
Well, wait a minute. Don't you have professors here? The definition of democracy.
Oh, where'd you get your hat?
What now?
Where'd you get your hat?
Hat. Where'd you get it?
Take it up.
I got this hat from the... It's called, it says, the San Francisco Marina Assistant Harbor Master. I got it from the Assistant Harbor Master. We're telling him he wanted me to have his name in print. And I said, well, all right, give me that. And the next day I put his name in print as burning bodies at his shed down on Scott Street. And he was happy. I have never been able to say things about, abandon things about people in print, damn it, bitch. It's incredible. People want to be in print.
How about David Letterman?
How about Lester Dykes?
Wait a minute, Letterman?
Yeah.
It doesn't say about Letterman. He really is a... He's like a dim white bulb there. It's all right, it's okay. I don't want to grow with Letterman. I have no grow with him.
Read that.
Are you here for the money? Why are you here?
I just want to go here and talk to you guys. What the hell,
what is reality?
Yeah, I was kind of puzzled as to what the college generation was thinking. And this guy back behind me, this gentleman, asked, what is reality? Well, I was thinking about that myself all the way across the plains. So, you know.
So why is it because of KU where people don't think?
He wants to know why you come to KU if people don't think.
Well, who? The guy up there. We have to watch this crowd back here. They don't really deserve it.
Condoms
be
advertised on TV.
Condoms
be advertised on TV.
You good?
Ass, shoot, cigarette, dude.
Yeah.
What's the true meaning of life?
You good?
Teaching.
Heaven, help us. Give me a fucker. He's not going to answer.
You support a regular Gorbachev summit in Lawrence.
That's right. How much time have you been on?
You've been on an hour.
My car has been ticketed outside. PJ? Oh, he's good. No, he's all right. He's good. Bill Kreider?
Yeah!
Hey, Kreider's another first rank people. The same one you guys talking about over here? April 25th? Are you talking about the same thing? Did you hear this guy over here? Tell him about it. This guy's asking about the peace march. No, I haven't, but I thought you talk to this guy over here who knows.
I'm bigger, Senator.
It figures, huh?
Fuck, I'm just trying to put it together with you, but, tough. Let's try you again. You've been pretty good. If the election were tomorrow...
Madonna.
You live here? Yeah? Boy, I must be lonely. Who endorsed? It probably is not wise of me, right? You can see that? For me to say that in public? Hey, it's a long damn time until the election. And I am a journalist, and it probably isn't wise. I mean, I want you to understand this. It's not wise for me to say right now who I would endorse if I knew. Yeah. Well, come on,
come on, Matt.
I can't hear you. Come on. I don't know. It's just one of those tragedies, you know, generational tragedies. We tried. We did okay for a while. You know, you find a place like that where you hang out for 10 years and get paid for it and go, man. They're trying to get you. They will get you. But if you get 10 years, it's not so bad.
Appropriate
technology, and how long have you been a solar-powered sex machine? I don't know. That's way too complicated for me.
What do you think of the new drugs?
What new drugs? What do you have? I haven't seen new drugs for a while.
Designer drugs.
Well, designer drugs are... It's like designer clothes, you know, they wander all over the place and there's no standard. Sometimes they're pretty good, and sometimes they'll put you into a hideous glitch on the floor where you grip your knees and hang there for about 8 hours. Well, no, there's no guarantee that comes with designer drugs. You know, if you had them, you'd say to me, boy, I got some good stuff here. I'd have to look at you and think, just what do we have here? I'd probably try it if I trusted you, but even trusting people is not enough when you're doing designer drugs. Because dope fiends are weird, you know, they'll push it a little further. And designer drugs are sort of what people want to make them. I much prefer some serious acid.
Yeah!
Well, with acid, you know what you're getting, right?
What about adrenochrome?
Adrenochrome.
What do you think of this condom?
Where's Jim Morrison?
You want Artie Mitchell to give you a lecture on safe sex? That's the hottest subject in the country right now. Art, hey, you here? Come on, man. Art tried to tell me I was supposed to wear condoms and put this little greasy stuff all over me. He's on safe sex. And maybe it's true, you know, but it must be horrible to think that you get AIDS every time you your mind wanders a bit. And I'd have never been into that. You know, herpes has got it up, but that was a problem. But AIDS is, and they really have got us on the run. You're over here, you're saying, it's my fault, I'm guilty. Boy, they have won, haven't they? Yeah, when you say, it's my fault, for being it wasn't your fault. You know, you didn't do anything about AIDS, did you? You didn't elect Reagan. You didn't shoot Kennedy. You didn't do any of these things. And to take the guilt for it, I think is really, maybe in some really reaching sense of guilt, beyond the Catholic, beyond Jesuit. But boy, I don't think I would, we don't have time for that in our lives, I don't think. I don't think you do either, man, certainly not me. To be guilty for the sins of all these dingbats and these shitheads and these thieves and these goddamn killers and murderers. No, we're not guilty for that unless you've been out doing that yourself. But what we have now is a generation that feels guilty for that, I think.
What do you think of the law restricting smoking in public places?
Yeah, ask them to call around.
Well, I'm opposed. Oh, hey, I don't go in there anymore. I eat outside of town. I'm in the outskirts. I never went in there anyway. I hope not, boy. That's a weakness that I would not want to indulge. You have to associate with some of the worst people.
Connor,
right
there. What did you think of the movie Where the Buffalo
Roam? I said it before, and I could tone that down if you want, or up. Which way you want it? It was silly, you know, but... The best thing you can say about that is that Murray is still a good friend. He was before, he still is. So, we survived that. It was a horrible thing that a friend did to me. These things happen. We are professionals, you know.
Connor! Can you pay Jim Myers?
I can't see you or hear you. I hear you, but where?
Jimmy Myers.
Where? We page Jim Myers.
His request to page Jim Myers. Where you wanted to go? To report to what? Come on. The white paging telephone, right?
Snack bar.
There's no snack bar. Jim Myers, okay. You can wander around loosely now. I don't know where to go. Somebody's after you.
Right.
It's up to you. Pick it up. What journalist do you admire? I can't stand right there.
What journalist do I admire? Well, I thought about it. I got a lot of friends in the business. Oh, yeah, the crowd's getting restive.
You got any advice on breeding Dobermans?
Hey, on. This guy's trying here.
You know what journalist? You're being the expert on literature and how much work means. What do you want written on your gravestone when you die?
Well, I really hadn't thought about it. Well, there was a guy up in Maine somewhere, this is a dirty cliche, but there's a stone somewhere up in Maine that says, I told you I was sick. No, I don't want that, no. No, I'll go to my grave, hopefully, really insisting that I was right. There's a nice quote by Charles Manson in the paper today saying, all he wanted to do was get a bottle of wine in a railroad car. You'd be surprised if you go on for a while. Let's see, what would you think? Give me a minute or so on that. I'll come around. We'll put that to the scanner. I'll be back on it. Yes.
What do you think of legalizing pot?
Well, we had a chance on that, and it would do it. And now we're paying $2 an ounce for stuff that was, $2 an ounce 5 years ago. No, it should have been legalized, but...
Now they tax it.
Yeah. It's it's getting that way anyway. It's de facto legal. Yeah, I would, yeah. But not right now. I'm thinking about 20 years for real. I don't think it matters too much, but it would help to bring us all into the money economy. And, marijuana is the first ranking agricultural crop in Kentucky, Tennessee, Missouri, California, Hawaii. Really, there's something dumb about bitching about the national debt and deficits and all these problems. That if they made tomatoes illegal in California, they'd be a bitch. There was a time when people had to get high on bananas. And we don't handle these problems very seriously or very intelligently, I don't think. Now, of course, if you say, let's make marijuana illegal, then somebody's going to come along and say, hey, man, I got some crack. Well, I don't know. Who wants to talk about that? Come on. I ask you a question. Hey, ask you a question. No, I want an answer from somebody. Lie down over there. If marijuana should be legalized, what about crack? That's what somebody just said. Okay. Well, why not? Why not? It's a drug. I just thought that's what you were going to say. I agree with you. Of course not.
Far way, a lot worse, right?
And marijuana. What do you think about marijuana? Should you think? Boy, that's a hard argument to sell. That marijuana is a good drug and cracks a bad one. Now, I agree, of course.
How do you sell?
Legalize
everything.
How do you sell?
Well, I just said nobody's ever been in crack. I don't deal in crack circles. But if I said that marijuana should be legal. And then you said, well, wait a minute, here, I got this crack here, and I just got busted. In any kind of, sense of constitutional law, I would have to defend your right to use crack. Right? That's the problem. In fact, the weakest link in any civil rights case is always the defendant. It's an old legal adage. What do you do about that?
So
do you, but you keep, all right, you keep weed illegal in order to, well, but it's true, you know. These are real questions that people have to deal with.
Hey, Odie.
And about half of Congress believes that weed should be legal. And I hope to God there are not too many who think crack should be.
Hey, Odie.
But what do you do with it? Where do you stop? Is there a line between good drugs and bad drugs? I'm just telling you, these are real questions that you have to deal with.
Natural.
Cocaine, grows out of a green plant in the 8,000. Well, wait, crack is a cheap form of cocaine. Well, you get, how about heroin? What drugs, all right, what drugs should be legal? Marijuana, we got one vote. Give me a word.
Naturally occurring drugs. Straight
now,
coke.
If I can tell you anything at all on this goddamn night, it is, and when I ask you a question for a word and a definition of a noun, I don't mean anything like naturally occurring. I would like to have you tell me what the hell you think should be legal. And don't give me any weird bullshit about naturally occurring. Give me a word, you, right there. Is it educational for you? Give me a word, a drug, a name. No, I got a guy here I'm trying to educate. Speak up, stand up. Alright. Mushroom, alright. Well, let me tell you that that kind of chicken shit thinking is going to get you in trouble for a long way down the road. If you can't answer a question like that, as to what should be legal and what shouldn't, you may as well go out and crawl under a goddamn car. And, alright, somebody said psilocybin. Now, psilocybin is not a distinctly organic. It's a secondary organic, right? So all we have is psilocybin and
acid.
Acid's not the... Well, we just missed this guy's thing about natural, right? All right, we have acid. We got...
Ready to go?
What do you think?
I don't know. Whenever you're ready, we're good.
Well, the crowd seems to be a little bit dulled out.
Do you want to go?
Yeah. I don't know. No, and then we just wind down to an artistic finish.
What has Johnny been crazy or vague, doesn't it? The risk is kind of like this over here. I'm asking what you think. I'll tell you my answer. No, I think he was just dumb. Really. Tom? Him and the craziness of it. Yeah, crazy. I thought he was damn dumb, man. He put five shots into the president. And,
yeah, they're wrong, too.
Well, it's a horrible thing, but he did it.
Thompson, can I ask you a favor?
Doctor, please, what do you need?
Would you please autograph my book for me?
Well, we need to be safe here.
Hunter,
I'm
getting
Hunter.
Are you
Hunter?
Hunter, I have a question for you.
All right, you'll fit it. You'll fit it, Johnny.
Adventure. Now, rip it off. When you graduate from college, you have a
ideals about Aaron and shooting. Then you get out in the real world and you think Jesus is just survival of the fittest, you have to deal with swine all day. And then you reach the age of about 30, whatever. You think, well, shit, this sucks. Maybe I can make a difference. And I'm thinking about running for political office.
Hey, God damn it, you waterhead bastard. Yeah, you should run for office. And if this crowd of shitty-eating dogs won't vote for you, you should go somewhere else, or, you know, if you do it just because you want to find out, you can't make a difference. You really can't. Now, whether it's the right thing to do forever, I really can't tell you that. But, yeah, if you don't do it, if you can't do it and you don't do it, you have missed a really good chance, one of your few chances in the world to really use the dollar they gave you when you were born. If you can run for office, if you can just... Christ, you have to win, really. But it's you can really, you can't jerk them around here, dumb. And if you can run for office and have a good time, and you have to win, but you can scare them, then you can make them, what you want to do is control your environment. Yeah, that, to be a slave to other people's whims in your environment, I think is a dumb thing to do. By running for office, and, it's a nightmare at times, but it's a high kind of fun when you can really put their heads to the grindstone. And, the best thing is what I like what I did when I ran for sheriff. It's just almost win. Really, just, dangle the whole thing. Ever since then, they've been all the sheriff. All my friends have been sheriff. We've had a good, a good enlightened law enforcement out there. But it is fun. Yeah, you should do it. And if you, you'll be the eventual winner.
Right.
Yes, I am Lono.
All right.
That's it. Well, they tell me I have to go now, so I really have to go. Get off. Yes.